以弗所书第四章。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
24节。
Verse 24.
以弗所书第四章二十四节。
Ephesians 4:24.
我先念第二十一、二十、哦、二十三、二十四节，你们一同读。
Starting with verse 21.
如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新。第四节，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着上帝的形象造的，也真理的仁义圣洁。
Verse 24, put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
说求主你赐福我们以下这一段时间，主啊，你装备我们，不是为了我们自己的自私，乃是为了我们成为你的见证。所以求主你真理的灵引导我们进入你的真理，听我们的祷告，凡出于你的帮助我们深深建造扎根在我们里面，不出于你的求主从我们生命中间发出来，使我们更像你，因为我们是照着你的形象造的。奉主耶稣基督的名求你。我们昨天提到一些关于父教历史上的一些时期。
Yesterday evening, we mentioned things concerning the history of apologetics.
神学的任务之一。
Which is one of the tasks of theology.
也就是在每一个时期把上帝的道很活泼的应用。
That is to say, to apply the word of God in a living way in every generation.
而且能够很这个自如的来应付每一个时代对基督教信仰所产生的理性的挑战。
And also to deal with ease every challenge that comes up against the Christian faith.
也告诉这世界上的人，我们的信，我们的盼望是有根有基的。
Telling the world that there is a foundation to that hope and faith which is in us.
我提到一个问题，当基督教的信仰同世人的文化观念相背而驰的时候。
When the Christian faith comes up into conflict against non-Christian thought patterns and lifestyles,
我们要采取怎么样的态度？
What kind of attitude should we take?
我们做了一个这个预由的答案，就是说这个相悖是不能避免的，这个相悖是正常的。
The answer we gave was that this conflict is unavoidable, it is a natural thing.
在这样的一个相悖的实际情形上，我们可能有几个态度。
Under this concrete circumstance of the conflict, there are several attitudes.
第一个态度就是我们漠视他们，唯我独尊。
One attitude is to ignore them and to think that we are superior.
第二个态度就是我们自己惧怕，就出卖真理的妥协。
The second possible attitude is that we, out of fear, we compromise and betray the truth.
第三个态度就是坐下来同他们谈。
The third attitude is that we sit down and talk with them.
那么坐下来同他们谈的基础是什么？
And what is that foundation upon which we sit down and talk with them?
是不是在真正的信仰同那个人类的思想产品中间有一个呢基本的基础呢？
Is 共
同的基础。
Is there a basic common foundation between the Christian faith and the non-Christians' thought patterns and culture?
如果有这个 common ground, 这个基本的这个基础是在哪里？
If there is such a common ground, where does it lie in?
如果没有，有没有可能谈？
And if there isn't such a common ground, can we talk with them?
那么这些都是很大的问题。
These are great questions.
但是在还没有这个真的谈到这些问题以前，
But before we come into these issues,
我们要有一些呢这个更基本的认识。
There are still some more basic things we must understand.
就是我们的父教的对象是谁？
That is, whom are the targets or objects of apologetics?
父教的对象乃是照着上帝形象创造的人。
The object of apologetics are the human beings created in the image of God.
而父教者也是照着上帝形象创造的人。
The apologist is also a human being created in the image of God.
所以这个神的形象是一个价值的基础。
So therefore, the image of God is the very ground or foundation of value.
我们应当把这个父教同宣教的工作当作是在价值的基础上所要做的有价值的工作。
So we must build apologetics and evangelism upon something that is of value.
He is a very good interpreter. Excellent. Extra excellent. One of my best interpreters. 那这个呢神的形象
God's image.
在这个希腊文的 morphe 同这个 schema 这两个字呢旧约圣经差不多没有这个字面上的解释。
There is no literal translation in the Old Testament for these two Greek words.
所以圣经里面说到神照着自己的形象同样是造人。
Bible tells us that man is created according to the image and likeness of God.
照着神的形象样式造人。
According to the image of God, God created man.
照着神的形象样式造人，这样谈了很多次了。
And according to the image of God, he created man several times.
这个神的形象样式到底是什么呢？
But what is this image or likeness of God?
就有我们没有清楚看到。
We don't see it clear in the Old Testament.
那在新约的以弗所书里面提到这样的一节圣经。
In the New Testament, there is this verse in Ephesians.
他说你们要脱去旧人，穿上新人，这新人是照着上帝的形象造的。
Verse tells us that we're to put off the old self and put on the new self, which is created according to the image of God.
这个形象就是有真理的仁义同圣洁。
This image consists of truth, righteousness, and holiness.
那么这个真理的仁义同圣洁，这三个名词里面给我们一个很大的启发。
Righteousness, truth, and holiness. These three words give us a great enlightenment.
真理的仁义同圣洁。
The righteousness and the holiness of truth.
这提到三样的事情。
There are three things here.
真理,
truth,
仁义,
righteousness,
圣洁,
holiness.
那我们如果把这三个名词这排下来的话， 你就看到呢, 这个三个很重要的本性。
If we list these three concepts vertically, you see three very important truths.
真理就是关于理性方面的功能。
Truth has to do with the rational function.
第二，仁义就是关于法性的功能。
Righteousness has to do with a forensic function.
圣洁就是关系德性的功能。
Holiness has to do with a virtuous function.
人之所以为人呢，人有理性，人有法性，人有德性。
Man is man because man has a sense of reason, a sense of law, and a sense of virtue.
我个人呢，对于这个神的形象样式，这个在全本圣经里面有这个另外一些的看法。
I have additional understandings according to the image of God, in terms of the image of God, from other passages in the Bible.
就是对真位神的所有的本性的认识，然后再 apply 到人被造的时候，有那些神的本性的形象在我们里面。
And it is that image of God, which we be, well, according to the attributes of God Himself as applied to man.
那么在这里呢，这一节圣经提到这三样很重要的事情。
This verse tells us these three very important things.
理性。
Reason, law, and virtue.
大家说，理性、法性、德性是人之所以为人的，因为人是会思想的动物。
Man is man because man is a living being that can think.
人之所以为人，因为人是会判断有法律性的那个判断的货物。
Man is man because man has this forensic sense of discerning right from wrong.
人之所以为人，因为人呢有那一个呢这个道德。
Man is man because man is a living being which has a moral value.
所以当你从这一方面来看，你就看见无论是基督徒，无论非基督徒，它里面都有这些的本质。
So you see that whether or not we are Christians, man all have these functions or characteristics in his very nature.
这是人呢整个生命价值最基本的基础。
This is the most basic ground or foundation for the value of man.
基督徒会思想。
A Christian can think.
非基督徒也会思想。
Non-Christian can think too.
基督徒有真理的观念。
A Christian has a concept of truth.
非基督徒也有真理的观念。
Non-Christian also has a concept of truth.
基督徒呢有这个法律的判断功能。
A Christian has this function of discerning legally.
最反对基督教的国家也有他们的法律的规范。
Countries which object or attack Christianity the most also have their concept of law.
基督徒有道德的表现。
The Christians have their expressions of morality.
非基督徒也有关于道德的他们的标准。
Non-Christians have their own standards of morality.
所以这个理性、法性同德性是人的尊严的价值基础。
So therefore, this, these natures of reason, law, and virtue are the very foundation of the value of man.
The dignity, 人的权, the, 人的尊严。
It's a foundation for the dignity of man.
人的价值观念。
And the concept of value
从这些里面产生出来了。
Generated from these natures.
除此以外呢, 神也把这永恒, 把树林的旧物性, 把这个与神之间的关系的交通的可能放在人里面，那些都是神形象的一些方面。
God also gives us eternity and discernment of spiritual things, and the possibility of communion with God. These are also things that God has put in man.
因为人是照着神的形象造的。
Because man is created according to the image of God.
现在我们无论是传福音，无论是副教，我们要记得我们的对象是照神形象造的。以这一个 approach， 以这个认识来面对他，我们就不能随便轻看。 我们的这个对象。
Whether or not we are engaged in evangelism or apologetics, we must remember that we are dealing with human beings created in the image of God, so we cannot take them for granted.
你问那个基督徒，今天你同谁谈到啊？
Today you can ask a Christian, whom have you witnessed to today?
他说，我从一个共产党谈到，共产党党员的讨厌的要命。
I said, he may say, well, I've been When listening to a Communist Party member, he's so terrible. I was so mad, I was witnessing to this atheist.
你的里面已经不对。
Something's wrong already in you. Because if you cannot love that person, you cannot properly be an apologist or an evangelist according to the Word of God. A person who, on the one hand, wants to preach the gospel in China and yet hates the Communist Party member cannot possibly be God's messenger. As long as he's a person, as long as he's a human being created according to the image of
God,
this must be the presupposition as we look at the target or object of our apologetics or evangelism. Why did Jesus choose Judas to be his disciple? He chose him after a full night of prayer. Does Jesus know that Judas was going to betray him later? Jesus knew from the very beginning he was a son of destruction. I'm sure that Jesus' mind did not change as it came up against time and change. This is the eternal one as he is manifest in time. So why did he choose Judas?
In the 3 years,
during the process of 3 years, as Jesus chose and taught these disciples, did Jesus treat Judas differently?
He said,
I knew you're going to betray me later on, so I'm not going to treat you the same
way.
I grabbed you for 3 years, it's just so I can deal with you, so... No, I don't think so.
耶稣基督呢选犹大。
There are two reasons why Jesus chose Judas. I don't know whether he agrees with me or not.
第一个原因呢，要告诉人呢，那些说我没有机会，所以我不能得救的人，他们的理由是不充足。First,
to tell those who say that I have no opportunity, that's why I don't believe I cannot be saved. To tell them that there's no adequate ground for that kind of thinking.
第二样，要给那些教神学的人或者为主工作的人遇到这样的人，这个背叛他，他不灰心。The
second is to have those people who are apologists and evangelists who come up against these kind of people that they may not be discouraged.
我们侍奉主有时候有犹大跑出来。Sometimes
as we serve the Lord, Judas might come up.
连主都遇到这样的事情。Even
the Lord himself come up with these matters.
所以我们不要说我们的教学法比耶稣基督更好。
So let's not say that our pedagogy is better than Jesus's.
好，我们继续谈下去。
Shall we continue?
那么这个呢, 真理的仁义同圣洁。
This is the righteousness and holiness of truth.
虽然人, 神的形象在人里面因罪的缘故, 已经污染了。
Even though the image of God has been corrupted as a result of man's fall,
已经败坏了。
It's already corrupted or ruined.
这个, polluted and depraved already. 那么这个已经污染了，已经败坏的本性中间，这个理性的，这个理性，从发性，从德性的基础还有的。
Even though polluted or depraved, there still exists the sense of reason, law, and virtue.
不过呢，理性呢却没有被真理引导，而发性呢没有仁义做它的内容，德性呢没有圣洁的本质，就是。
It's just that the reason were not led by truth. This sense of law was not the.
Doesn't
have the content of righteousness and the sense of virtue do not have the essence of holiness.
所以全世界人都在谈，我们要找真理，我们要这个有公正的社会，那从来达不到。我们要有道德，什么道德乱七八糟。
That's because people are seeking for the truth, for justice, and for ethics. They can never reach these ideals.
这个 Dr. Sorokin 他自己说呢，人类历史中间每一个政朝、每一个政权都盼望建立公正繁荣的社会，但是从来没有达到。
Sorokin said that every political regime tries to establish a just kind of a rule, but nobody has ever reached
这样, 在人的至高至全的那一个绝对性的观念里面, 同人在这个相对的社会中间呢, 就有一个很大的距离。
So there's a discrepancy between that absolute sense which is inside man and the relative reality which is the world.
因为这个神的形象样式是人价值的一个基础。
Because this God's image is the foundation of man's value.
所以人在相对界里面会思想同追求绝对的事情。
That's why man will seek after the absolute even though in the midst of the relative.
人在看得见的世界里面会盼望那看不见的世界的范围里面的事。
In the visible world, man seeks after those things which are invisible.
在有限的这个生活里面，人对无限有所向往。
In life which is limited, man aspires after that which is unlimited.
在物质的范围里面，人有一个超物质的本能。
In the material realm, man has an immaterial, super material function.
在我的布道会，我常常用这样的比喻来描写人的处境的困难。
I use this as a description of man's dilemma very often in my evangelism.
就这边有两个半圆圈。
Here are two semicircles.
上面这个半圆圈表示呢，看不见界 ，invisible category. 在下面的这个半圆圈表示看得见界。
Upper semicircle stands for the invisible category, and the lower semicircle is the visible.
在这个两个 realm 的交叉点，人被造在这里。
Man is created.At the intersection of these two realms.
所以在看得见的这个范围里面的人是宇宙万物之灵，是高过所有动物、植物、生命看得见的物质的那个生命。
That is why man is created at the very apex, climax of creation over all living beings, plants, and all other things.
在看不见的范围里面，人比天使微小一点，而天使又比神微小一点，所以人呢是最低的。
But in the realm of invisible, man is below angels, and angels are below God, so man is the lowest.
但是因为人有神的形象同样式
But because man has the image of God and likeness of God
所以人有这样的一个箭头要脱离这个物质的范围的限制与永恒界发生关系
That is why man has this arrow which seeks to come into contact relationship with the invisible with God
人之所以为人、啊、困难的地方就是因为他在这个 paradoxical 这个 position 里面
Man is man The problem or the difficulty of being man is that he has this paradoxHe is between these two realms.
我们永远不会在这个世界里面得到满足。
We will never find satisfaction in this world.
我们在这个不全的世界中间有一个求全之心智。
In this imperfect world, we have this will to seek after that which is perfect.
所以呢，宗教产生了。
That's why there's religion.
哲学产生了。
There's philosophy.
伟大的观念、理念、这个思想形态产生了。
Great concepts and ideologies come along.
伟大的思想系统同主义产生了。
And the great systems of thought and isms come along.
在这些伟大的宗教、伟大的政治体系、伟大的哲学思想里面，都有一个相同的本质。
In all religions, systems of philosophy and political ideologies, there is one common characteristic.
就是要产生一个绝对化自我的过程。
They try to establish the process of absolutization.
把自我绝对化。
To absolutize the autonomous self.
那这个是不可能，因为只有神才是绝对的绝对。
This is impossible because only God is the absolute absolute.
在宗教里面，人寻找绝对。
In all religions, men seek after the absolute.
但是寻找的人本身不绝对。
But the man who is doing the seeking is not absolute himself.
以不绝对就绝对不能产生绝对。
Because therefore, the absolute person can absolutely not, generate the absolute.
但是这个绝对的这个观念同绝对化的过程呢，实实在在常常把自己当作是绝对的。
The concept of the absolute, however, and the process of absolutization often makes the self seem absolute.
当一个不绝对的系统被绝对化以后
when a non-absolute system becomes absolutized,
就以绝对者的精神来排斥变得绝对。
Therefore, it eliminates or rejects all other absolutes in the name of the absolutizer.
我的绝对不是你的绝对，你的绝对也不是我的绝对，所以产生了绝对与绝对之间的相对。
My absolute is not your absolute, your absolute is not my absolute, therefore there is a relativity between the absolutes.
这样的，这些绝对的本身就不是绝对的绝对，只能说是相对的绝对。
Therefore these absolutes are not absolute absolutes, but relative absolutes.
而那绝对的绝对本身存在不存在呢？
But does the absolute absolute exist or not?
如果绝对的绝对本身不存在的话，我们根本就不可能有绝对的观念。
If the absolute absolute does not exist,There cannot possibly be a concept of the absolute.
既然绝对不可能是从相对产生出来的
Since absolute cannot be generated from the relative,
相对里面的绝对观念一定是绝对者放在相对者里面的
Therefore, the relative absolute must be a concept which the absolute has put into the relative one.
所以圣经说呢，人造神的形象，样式造，里面这个意念呢是很深奥的东西
Therefore, when the Bible says a man is created in the image of God, there is a very profound truth in it.
我不知道你有注意这几天有一些话，有几个讲员都有讲了，你再听一次。
I wonder whether you have picked it up. There are some things that several speakers have mentioned already.
除非一个人真正明白神的道, 也真正有神真的信仰, 他不可能有任何一件事情的正确的解释。
Unless a person has real grasp of the Word of God and an orthodox belief, he can never have a right interpretation of anything.
任何一件事,
interpretation of any matter,
你都错解,
you will be fallacious.
你的理性已经 distorted, polluted, depraved.
Because your reason has been polluted, depraved, and distorted.
正像呢, 你戴了一个黑眼镜呢, 你看的任何一件东西, 你讲的时候, 都是比原来的光线更暗一点。
Just like you have a tinted glasses, everything you see will be darker than the thing itself.
你说我看得很清楚?
You say, I see very clearly.
每样都看见了,
everything I see.
没有了看黑了, 不是看见了。
Everything you see, everything you've darkened.
那是因为呢, 这个见的本身已经受了妨碍了。
That's because the vision itself has been obstructed.
理性是如此。
The reason is this way.
法性是如此。
The same way with our sense of law.
德性也是如此。
And the sense of morality, the same way.
一个人呢, 以这个神的形象样式受了污染以后,
after man's nature, which is created after the image of God, has been polluted,
就有几个很矛盾的现象产生出来,
several paradoxical situations emerge,
以至于在父教的中间, 在认识神真理的中间, 一些基本的不可能性就产生出来,
therefore there are several impossibilities that exist as during the encounter which is apologetics.
神造人的时候, 起初把自由赐给人,
when God created man, God originally gave man freedom.
这个自由呢, the alternative, 就是说呢, 人可以以神为中心来过活, 也可以以己为中心来过活。
The alternatives are that man can live with God as the center of his life, or to live a self-centered life.
当人以自己的自己归向神的自己, 在神的自己里面, 以他合一的时候呢, 神说这个叫做义。
When man's self comes to God's self and lives in God's self, the Bible calls this righteousness.
当神的人的自己以自己为中心, 以神的自己相抗衡的时候，神说这个叫做罪。
When man's self becomes the center of his own life over against in rebellion against God's self, the Bible calls this sin.
义同罪呢，刚好是相悖的。
Righteousness and sin are against one another.
罪就是不义。
Sin is unrighteousness.
所以呢，这样呢。 在这两个选择的中间，可能性是从自由而来的。
The very possibility for these two alternatives come from freedom.
你说这个己啊，神造的这个己是在神的自己之外。
You say this selfhood of man is outside of the selfhood of God.
人被造的时候原是很完整的。
When man was created, he was complete.
很美好的。
It was beautiful.
那么这个呢，从我自己原有的完美、完整的美好。 进到在神旨意中间完整的美好，需要一个process.
There is a process involved as that which is complete and beautiful in man comes into the complete and beautiful self, which is God.
这个 procedure 就是呢，要透过某一种的原则，使我与神合一.
This process is to come into one with God according to certain principles.
你看一个男孩子，
you see a boy,
长得很好，
he's very handsome.
很健康,
very healthy,
很聪明,
very smart.
但是呢, 他爱上一个女孩子,
but he loves a girl.
他自己长得多么好, 得不到那个女孩子, 就感到自己不大好。
No matter how handsome he is, if he cannot get that girl, he feels he's not good.
他说没有人要我,
he said, nobody wants me.
其实他那个人呢, 是单数的, 不是多数的, 其实很多人要他。
This man in him is singular, not plural. Actually, many people want him anyway.
要我的是, 我不要。
But those that want me, I don't want.
所以他那个好呢, 要加上 同另外一个好结合，才达到完完全全的好，你明白吗？
That's why the good that is in him must become into unity and union with another good. Then it becomes the complete good.
还没有那完全已经 complete， 但还需要 double complete. 那这个就以爱做这个联合的基础了。
Love then is the foundation for this union.
今天这个东西你听完了哈， 如果你真的吸收了， 很多很多东西都开始有基础的去了解了。
If you really understand these things and this become part of you, you can understand many other things.
与其讲副教授呢， 不如说先装备你， 给你自己信仰有基础。
As we speak of apologetics, maybe we should rather say that we should equip ourselves that our faith has a foundation.
那么这个 人呢，如果没有回到神的自己里面，
if man does not come return back into God，
就是一个没有神的自己为基础的那一个流荡的那一个隔离的自己。
That man is a wandering man, an alienated man, which is apart from and who is not which has not come into God.
It's a separate self.
He's a separate self.
什么都以没有神为基础的自己来做出发点，处理他与他周围之间一切的事情。
He deals with everything around him according to that self which is in him, which is apart from God.
甚至是抗拒神的自己。
Actually, it is a self which rebels or rejects God.
干犯神的自己。
It is a self which offends God.
那么神说这是罪。
And God says this is sin.
所以罪不能说以义是同时存在或者永恒相存在，要相抗衡的。
That's why sin and righteousness cannot exist together in eternity, but they are against each other.
不是在永恒中间就相抗衡的，不是，就不是一个 contradict power from eternity.
These are not two forces that oppose one another in from eternity.
像一些这个二元论里面所谈的，
such as other dualist theories would say.
那么基督教的观念，这个罪呢是产生出来的。
Bible tells us that sin began or is generated from somewhere.
这个产生出来呢，那么神说呢，这是罪，罪才存在。
Sin came up, and God says this is sin. Then sin exists.
而神的判断呢，是出于神的主权同最高的智慧。
And God's judgment comes from His sovereignty and His highest wisdom.
而神的不可能错误的。
And God can never be wrong.
那我举一个很简单的例子。
Let me use a very simple example.
这里是二。
Here's two.
这里是三。
Here's three.
这里是八,
is 8.
这里是加,
is plus.
这里是等于,
is equal.
这里是七,
is 7.
所以这里有几个符号啊?
How many signs are here?
一,
1,
二,
2,
三,
3,
四,
4,
五,
5,
6,
6,
对不对?
6, right?
这里还有一个符号。
There's one more symbol.
八, 七个符号。 现在有一个人来, 他就运用了自由。
Somebody comes along and uses freedom.
照他自己的意思,
according to his own will.
把这个放在这里, 把这个放在这里, 把这个放在这里。
He puts the symbols in that order.
啊, 刚才七个符号, 每个都写得很好, 没有一个错的。
The seven symbols were all good and right and not wrong before.
用自由来弄的时候呢, 弄错了, 啊, 用自己的自由, misuse of the freedom emerged.
Then through the misuse of freedom,
mistake.
Error emerged.
这个就产生出来了。
So here's how mistakes came along.
所以现在有一位说, 错, 啊, 这个错了。
So somebody says wrong.
那一位说错的自己是谁呀?
That person who says wrong, who is he?
那一位是谁呀?
Who is he?
是不是他呢?
Is it him?
他说错。
He said wrong.
我说你也错。
He said you're wrong too.
因为他以相对的身份来判断。
Because he judges from a relativistic stance.
我也以相对的身份来判断。
I also judge from a relativistic stance.
这个刚好是对了。 这刚好是对了。
Just happened that that's right.
我们来做。 啊，我们做一个这样的事情。好，那么现在呢，说这个是错的。
Now let's say that this is wrong.
所以你看，相对者常常会产生不绝对的事。So
you see, he who is relative always comes up with things that are not absolute.
Okay. 那现在这个是错的。
This is wrong.
哪一个人有资格说这个是错的？
Who has the qualification to say that's wrong?
二加三等于多少？
2 plus 3.
五减八等于多少？
5 minus 8 is how many?
等于-3是吗？
-3, right?
-3是不是？
-3.
你说等于-5.
He said it's -5.
他说等于-6.
He says -5.
他说等于正八.
Another person says it's +8.
我告诉你，八说五错，五说六错，六说八说没有用。
He says 8 says 5 is wrong, 5 says 6 is wrong. Doesn't matter.
只有一个有权柄说你们都错。
Only one person has the right to say you are all wrong.
这样骄傲。
He's so proud.
这样独裁啊。
Somebody who looks down on everybody.
这样独裁,
oh, such a dictator.
这样这个威风啊。
I think you're somebody.
只有单单你对啊。
Only you can be right.
You're so exclusive, huh? 你把别人都 exclusive 到掉了，你才对。 我告诉你，那一位呢，就是负三的本身。
You know who that is? It's -3 himself.
A -3 now say, you're all wrong. Only I'm right.
负三说，你们都错，只有我对。
He's the only one can say that.
只有他可以这样讲。
你明白吗？
You understand?
Because he is absolute, 他自己是对的，所以他可以讲别人错的。所以，当那绝对的本身宣布这是罪的时候，他有权柄，那一位就是神。When
the absolute says that this is sin, he has the power. That's God.
但是你说我有罪，我说你有罪，我们每一个人都在相对的身份里面来讲，我们没有权柄。Because
when I say you're a sinner and you say I'm a sinner, we all live in the relative. We have no right to say.
当这个罪这个产生了以后，
after sin. Is generated.
神定罪，那么神呢，就以他的绝对的义来定罪，他是不可能错的。
God judges sin according to his absolute righteousness, God cannot possibly be wrong.
好，这个提完了以后呢，我们现在要复教的时候，
now as we seek to defend the faith,
我们正面向一个以自己为中心过生活习惯的人讲道。
Now we're up against somebody who is used to living according to his own life pattern.
我们很爱他,
we love him.
我们要他得救,
we really want him to be saved.
要他明白正道,
we want him to understand the truth.
你不要忘记这一个我们复教的这一个对象就是那个常常以自己为中心的又可爱又可气的那个人。
But don't forget, the person we're talking to, defending a faith against, is a person who is always self-centered.
信念书有什么益处? 信念书有什么益处?
And he says in his heart, what is the benefit to me?
你们这些信仰教的人,
you who believe in this foreign religion,
你的信仰都是糊里糊涂的,
you don't know what you're believing in.
你怎么同他讲, 你就发现他一定把他以自我, 自己为中心的本性继续表达出来。
No matter how you say, how you tell him, you will find that he always keeps expressing that self-centered nature.
这个不合理嘛, 所以我不信嘛。
It's unreasonable, that's why I don't believe in it.
什么叫做不合理?
What does it mean to be unreasonable?
不合谁的理?
It's against whose reason?
不合我的理嘛, 所以以自己为中心, 你明白吗?
It's my reason, so you see, it's a self-centered.
以自己为中心是一个人领受神的道拦阻的一个重要的矛盾。
The most basic contradiction which prevents man from receiving God's word is his self-centeredness. Here's where man is.
神在这里,
God is here.
屋在这里,
and things are there.
神比人更高,
man, God is higher than man.
人比屋更高,
man is higher than matter.
屋为人而造,
matter was created for man.
人为神所造,
man was created for God.
这个几个重要的箭头,
if these few arrows are confused, everything in your life will be confused.
许多的人呢，他们把这个次序要颠倒过来。
Many people want to reverse these orders.
所以他们就产生了一生中间从来不能解决的许许多多杂乱无章的观念来这个影响他们自己的生活。
That's why they come up with all kinds of confusing concepts to mess up their own lives.
主啊，主啊，
Oh Lord,
你帮助我吧，
Help me,
使我发财，
that I may be rich.
那么他是要利用神来达到他所敬拜的物。
So he wants to use God so that he can get the matter which he worships.
形象, 从这个现象来看, 他是敬拜神。
Phenomenally, he is worshipping God.
而整个本质来看, 他是敬拜物, 利用神。
But the thing in itself is that he is using God to worship matter.
这种人好像很热心的, 结果呢, 乃是正在颠倒神的次序, 你明白我意思?
These people seem to be zealous, but actually they're reversing the very order which God has set
那,
down.
有一些人就不用这样的方式, 也很诚实地说, 唯物才对, 没有神, 所以他们是诚实的唯物论, 有一些是基督教的唯物论。
There's some people very honest about it. They say, I'm a materialist. Matter is all that counts. So these are honest materialists. But then there are some Christian materialists too.
人只看外表, 神只看内心。
Man looks at the outward appearance. God looks at the heart.
那么人不可能把神的地位颠倒。
Man cannot reverse or change God's status.
也不能把物的地位升高。
Nor can he elevate the position of matter.
人误用自由的结果呢, 就是把自己颠倒。
The result of man's abuse of his own freedom is that he made himself upside down.
Yeah, the only thing we can do is to turn ourselves upside down. 所以你说，你看，神在我下面，物在我上面。你是弄自己，你不会弄神，也不会弄物。物永远在那里，神永远在那里，你把自己颠倒了。
All you've done is turn yourself upside down. The only person you've acted upon is yourself.
你明白吗?
You understand?
今天很多人情形是这样。
This is the condition of many people today.
所以他说，你看。
He says, see?
你看清楚了。
Can you see clearly?
看什么清楚?
What do you see?
他看自己看不清楚, 看怎么会清楚?
He can't even see himself clearly. How can he see anything else?
如果你同一个人睡觉,
if you sleep with somebody,
这个人头在这边,
this is his head.
你的头在那边,
your head is over there.
你问他说, 为什么你的脚在这里, 臭得要命?
You say, how come your feet are here? They smell.
他马上回答你, 用 same sentence to repeat it again. 为什么你的脚在这里, 很臭?
And he'll say the same thing. How come your feet are here? They smell.
你说, 你倒过来了。
He said, you're upside down.
他说, 你倒过来了。
He said, you're upside down.
他们相骂的, 不必预备的, 只要repeat就可以了。
So they don't even have to think about what to say, all they have to repeat themselves.
对不对? 对不对?
Right?
当一个人自己一颠倒, 什么都颠倒, 所以圣经说, 心地误位, 天地都误位。
When a person is upside down, everything is upside down. That's why when the heart is polluted, the whole heaven and earth looks to be polluted.
我们现在传福音的时候,
now as we are witnessing,
我们现在, 复教的时候,
as we're defending the faith,
对方怎么同你谈,
how does the other side talk to you?
怎么同你辩,
no matter how he argues with you,
你会看出几个很重要的事情,
you see very important things.
就是他自己的这个人的身份呢, 他不知道, 然后用他颠倒的眼光来看一切。 他什么都听不进去。
He doesn't know that he has been turned upside down, and he looks at everything according to this distorted or this reversed self, so he cannot accept anything.
他里面有公义的观念，义的观念。
In him, there is this sense of righteousness.
但是他呢，这个观念呢，不等于他的本质。
But this concept of righteousness is not the same as his selfhood.
他本身的生命因为罪的污染，已经是一个不义的人。
His self, because of sin, is already an unrighteous self.
所以一个不义的人在附教的时候，你发现他呢常常说神不义。
So an unrighteous person, when you defend the faith with him, will always say that God is unrighteous.
因为这个颠倒的矛盾呢，所以他把自己罪人的身份当作是义人的身份，把神的义当作不义的攻击的这个对象。
Because he himself is unrighteous.And then, because he's upside down, he would say that God is unrighteous and God becomes a target of his attack.
举一个例子
Let's use an example.
你看爱因斯坦的书看不懂的时候
When you don't understand the books written by Einstein,
你就查字典
And you look up the dictionary,
查了再不懂
And after you look up the dictionary, you don't understand it.
问老师
You ask the teacher.
问老师再问不懂
And you ask the teacher and he doesn't understand.
虽然假装点头心里不懂
You nod, but that really you don't understand.
同学面前再好好讨论
Then you discuss it well with your fellow students
还不懂
You still don't understand it
图书馆参考书开夜车再去看
You read all night in the library with the reference works
再看不懂
You still don't understand it
静静的这个去流一大把眼泪
Then you go very secretly shed your tears
自卑感产生出来
Inferiority complex comes up
预备回台湾去
I'm going to go back to Taiwan
You know, 我 IQ 太 low 所以爱因斯坦一来一看爱因斯坦就完蛋
There's no way to know.
你看到爱因斯坦的高深理论，就自卑感产生出来。
Inferiority complex comes up when you see the genius of Einstein.
你看过这样的学生吗
？Have you seen such students?
有没有啊
？Have you seen?
就是你啊。
Maybe it's you yourself.
对不对？但是奇怪了，看人的书看不懂，自卑感；看上帝的书看不懂，骂上帝。你看到没有
？People read other people's book, they don't understand it. They have inferiority complex. But when they come against God's word, they don't understand it.At superiority complex.
为什么你不说哇？这个看不懂，我好好讨论，我去找教授。哇，人家谈的话，我自卑感，我这个 IQ 太 low 了，不是 IQ 啊，是 SQ， 是 spiritual Q， 不是 intellectual Q， 我太低了，所以，我主啊，我就奇怪了。所以你以不义者的身份来处理事情，你看到没
？You see, you are using, you are judging and dealing with everything according to the unrighteous self within you. You would not say, you know, I don't understand this. My spiritual quotient is too low.I'll go and consult the teachers and other people. No, you don't do that.
你明白吗
You understand?
这是人的矛盾，你看到吗？是随我的副教学呢，我要用公式的，不要用手势的。公不是手啊 ，must be fan.
That is why apologetics must be offensive, not defensive.
因为那些接受副教的人本身有许多的弱点，使他的接受副教中间受的拦阻，他自己没有发现。我们要攻那个弱点。
Because we have to attack those weaknesses which are in that other person. He's not aware of them.
其他的例子不公的例子是什么
What are the examples of injustice are there?
当你叫一个人信耶稣的时候
You tell somebody to believe in Jesus Christ
他帮你讲清楚到我能够明白了我就信
He said if you can explain it clearly to him when I understand it then I'll believe it
这个不合逻辑
This is illogical
你讲给我听
You tell me
讲到清清楚楚
Tell me and explain until it's very clear
如果合我的理性我就信
If it is according to my reason then I'll believe it
所以基督徒给他一讲了就自卑感了
So this,
怎么讲来讲你讲不清楚
So the Christian began to feel sorry for himself He can't explain it clearly
你就流泪啊祷告求主赦免因为他所做的他不知道
So you pray So you pray and say Lord forgive him Because he doesn't know what he's doing
但是当你流完泪以后呢
But after your tears are shed
你发现另外一个人来带他去赌博
Somebody else comes along and take him to go gambling
我们去赌博
Hey let's go gambling
赌博完了我到带你去夜总会
And then I'll take you to the nightclub after we go gambling
什么地方去玩
And then we go to these places and the girls there
那个好好好就走了
Good 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 I'll go
所以你就想了
So you thought
为什么他不说为什么要赌博讲给我听合理不合理
Why doesn't he say Tell me Explain to me Is going to the nightclub logical or not
逻辑不逻辑
Is it logical or not
如果合逻辑合我的理我就去不然我就不去
If it's according to my logic I'll go If it's not according to my logic I won't go
人一犯罪就不谈逻辑
So you see, actually, when man becomes a sinner, he does not deal logically.
要信主就谈逻辑，你们的这个每个都是比半个 inch 还更小的。快点去拿几只大的一点，这样吝啬。Don't be so stingy 啊！我讲的时候很慷慨，什么都讲给你听了，你给我分量一点点。我今天呢，这个笑累得不得了，听他讲一半，我要睡。
I was so tired that this afternoon I couldn't finish listening to.
因为我们印尼的时间现在是早上。
Because it is morning right now in Indonesia.
所以结果还没有吃饭到现。
So I still haven't had breakfast yet.
再看到粉笔这么短。
I see such short chalks.
情绪不大好。
I have a bad mood.
那么罪的本身呢，不能用逻辑来解释。
Sin itself cannot be explained by logic.
那么sin的本身一定要用逻辑来解释。
And that, but belief itself seems, people want it, it must be explained by logic.
把这两样相同本质的东西，一个要用逻辑，一个不用逻辑，这种看法也就是不逻辑。
You see, when you use logic to judge one and not the other, this is illogical.
所以从罪人的生命中间所能产生出来的就是犯罪的果效，罪的果子。
From the sinner, all you can get is the effects or the fruits of sin.
好，这个是另外一个矛盾。
So here's another contradiction.
我们还要讲到一个更大的矛盾。
It's a greater contradiction.
这个更大的矛盾是什么呢？
What is this greater?
就是人被造，既然在这样的一个这个层次里面，
man is created in this order in nature.
神，
God，
人，
man，
物，
matter.
那么你注意好。
So you see,
第二个，人是比物更高的。
You notice that man is higher than matter.
而神是比人更高的。
God is higher than man.
所以呢，高的了解低的是容易的，而低的了解高的是难的。
It is easy for the higher to understand the lower. It is difficult for the lower to understand the higher.
你明白这个定律吗？
Do you understand this law?
这个 presupposition 是神的话。
This presupposition is God's word.
而你除非呢拒绝这个 presupposition， 你就不能够有真正了解人的地位是什么。
Unless you reject this presupposition, you understand what this law is.
现在来了两只蛋。 这个人比物更高。
Man is higher than matter.
神比人更高。
Man is God is higher than man.
所以呢，人了解物是可能的。
So it is possible for man to understand matter.
人了解己是难的。
It is difficult for man to understand himself.
人了解神是不可能的。
It is impossible for man to comprehend God.
人了解物的可能性是绝对的。
It is an absolute possibility for man to understand matter.
人了解自己是相对的。
It is a relative possibility for man to understand man himself.
人了解神是绝对的，不可能。
It is an absolute impossibility for man to understand God.
所以绝对的可能，相对的可能，绝对的不可能。
It's an absolute possibility, a relative possibility, and an absolute impossibility.
那么，单单从这三方面来探讨整个这个神学的这个绪论，从各样学问的这个 classification， 要用很多的时间。我今天。
Some other time we'll discuss this topic, not tonight. The prolegomena of theology and the basis to judge all the things.
好，人了解物，
man understands matter.
就产生了自然科学。
So here comes natural science.
我现在把它直接讲了是自然科学了。
It is the natural sciences.
人呢研究自己，
man studies himself.
就产生了人类学、心理学等等。
So anthropology, psychology, etc.
人研究神。
Man understands God.
就产生了人本神学。
So this is humanistic theology.
你注意听，人本神学。
It is a man-based or humanistic theology.
分开了什么叫神本神学和人本神学。
We have already separated theocentric theology and anthropocentric theology.
科学是什么？
What is science?
我们中国青年呢，科学，科学精神，科学头脑，科学方法。 哇，好像很厉害一样。
We Chinese youth think that science, the spirit of science, the method of science is everything.
科学头脑。
The mind of science.
其实是科学皮毛，不是科学头脑。
Actually, it is merely superficiality of science.
科学这个字什么意思？
What does the word science mean?
这个字是从这个希腊文来。
The word comes from Greek.
从拉丁文来。
From Latin.
这个 science 从拉丁文是这个 skill 来的， skill 来的。
就是这个， it's from the word skill.
这个 skill 什么意思呢？
What does the word skill mean?
就是 I know.
It means I know.
那么 cogito 是什么呢？
What is cogito?
I think.
I think.
Credo 是什么呢？ I believe.
Credo means I believe.
你注意这三个字哈。
Notice these three words.
Skill.
Skill.
Cogito. Credo.
Credo.
I know. I think. I believe. 三个范围。
我知道，我相信。 我想。 我知道。
我知 是科学的范围。
I know this is within the realm of science.
我知。
Notice these three words.
Skill.
Skill.
Cogito. Credo.
Credo.
I know. I think. I believe. 三个范围。
我知道，我相信。 我想。 我知道。
我知 是科学的范围。
I know this is within the realm of science.
我想
I think
是哲学的范围。
This is the realm of philosophy.
我信 是神学的范围。
I believe this is the realm of theology.
好。 那么人的功用是太丰富了，不是单单很 单纯的一方面。
There is this this multi this variegated function of man, not just in one area.
有一个青年问我科学是什么
？Young person asked me, "What is science?"
我说很简单嘛。
It's very simple.
你不能答，他说我想了想不能答。我说科学就是一颗一颗的学问叫科学。
The science
就是这样嘛，对不对？不对了。一颗一颗的学问叫做科学。
And the science is simply the various disciplines.
哎呀，就是这样。
That's all it is.
研究天文，天文学；研究地理，地理学。
It's astronomy according to, sorry, the stars concerned. Geography according to the, as far as the earth is concerned.
地质学。
When you study the earth, it's geology.
把这些的知识分门别类，一颗一颗去学，叫做科学。
To classify the different disciplines of study and then to study each of them, that is science.
所以科学是很低的，也是呢。很这个现实很易的很容易了解的为什么呢在中国的学人中间科学变成一个被敬拜的对象变得很抽象的东西呢
So actually science is very, it's the lowest it's simple and it is concrete but why is it that science becomes an object of worship amongst Chinese intellectuals
好现在写下来
Now you write it down
科学是人以神所赐给人的理性功能对神隐藏在被造自然界中间的奥秘做一个由系统的研究同整理产生出来的科学问叫做科学先听先听好了先听等下再写等下回去录音带拿来一面听一面是听写、啊、
Science is that knowledge which is produced by man according to the
Not produced by man, discovered by man
Discovered by man
Use the reasoning power as an instrument given by God to search and to dig out the hidden truthin the nature the hidden truth is hidden by God also 所以上帝故意把一些的道理隐藏在自然界中间上帝又把能够把那些道理挖出来的本能放在人的理性里面然后把自然界当作人的玩具来玩来找找出来以后整理那些问叫做科学
so God purposely hid those things that he created in nature and then God purposely gave man the reason which is faculty and then he puts man inNature and nature becomes his toy, and then he plays this game and he discovers the truth, and then he analyzes and categorizes it, and that's science.
一发现了很快乐
and he's very happy when he discovers it.
小孩子的玩具是大人做的，大人的玩具是上帝做的。
I tell you, children's toys are created by adults, and the adult toys are made by God.
整个宇宙是人的玩具。
The whole universe is the toy of
对不对
man.
我们要爬上高山，我们要进到深海，我们要到月亮去，我们要到这个沙漠去做什么玩嘛？
We climb high mountains, we go to deep seas, we go to the moon, we go to the desert. What do you want to do?
We want to play. 火箭到火星去。
We make a missile and go to Mars.
去玩嘛。
To go play.
玩了以后顺便写记录，叫做科学知识。
And then as we play, we write down something by the way, and we call that science.
所以所有的科学定律是不是创造的，是发现的。
That's why all scientific knowledge is not creative or created, but discovered.
Do you agree?
你信不信？你同意吗？
Agree?
同意吗？
You have to agree.
你一定要同意。
No way. 你一定要赞同。在你还没有发现以前，早就在那里了。
It's been there long before you discovered it。
啊，现在呢，英文很好 ，discovered 啊，这个里面有一些东西，现在把一个盖盖起来。
There's something in the container, then there's a cover that covers it up。
等你开的，哎，我发现了。
When you open up, you say, "Hey, I discovered it."
What is your work? To remove the cover. That's all.
你做了什么？你光是把那个盖拿走而已。
Nothing more.
没有别的。
You only remove the cover. That is human merit, if you can say merit, in searching and in producing, discovering all kinds of knowledge.
人把这盖拿走，这光是这个是人所可以可夸的。人就是发现，人就是寻求跟发现。
所以科学的成就是神的荣耀，不是人的荣耀。
That is why the accomplishments of science is God's glory and not man's honor.
这个小孩子的妈。我发现厨房里面很多东西吃哦妈妈说我煮的嘛
Kid said, hey mom, there's a lot of good things to eat in the kitchen. Mother said, yeah, I know, I made it.
但是刚才门是我开的我才发现你知道
But the kid said, hey, I opened the door, then I knew.
好我说我就是替你关了免得狗进去吃
Mother said, I closed it, so you wouldn't go in to eat them all.
狗才不
That the dog wouldn't go in and eat them all.
人的发现科学那个快乐呢不应当把荣耀归给自己
So that joy which man has in discovering scientific knowledge he should not take credit for
你这一个很小的东西一了解你很多东西忽然间感到是啊就是这样嘛对不对
If you understand this very simple truth you say yeah that's the way it is
所以这个发明 chloroform 的那个这个化学家
So that chemist who discovered chloroform.
当他离开世界了，人家问他, 你最大的发现是什么?
When he died, when he was dying, people asked him, what was your greatest discovery?
最大的发现是我是罪人, 耶稣是救主。
The greatest discovery, he said, was that I'm a sinner and Jesus is the Savior.
近代科学之父, Francis Bacon.
Francis Bacon, the father of modern science.
听过这个名字吗?
You heard of this name?
你应该听过, 你不要单单听Bacon, Bacon. Francis Bacon, 他说初识这些的人成为无神论, 等到他的钻研很深的时候, 这些从科学会把他推到敬仰, 这个从信仰上帝, 敬畏上帝那个阶段。
He says that the novel, the beginner in philosophy would be an atheist, but when you search, philosophy and science would take you to the realm of believing God.
人研究自然产生科学, 而自然是比人更低的, 所以科学的地位是很低的, 你懂吗?
Man studies matter, that's science, but matter is of a very low position, that's why science is very low, you understand?
人了解物是可能的,
it is possible for man to understand matter,
因为人是超物的,
because man is above matter.
神了解人是可能的,
it is possible for man to understand, God to understand man.
神不但是超人, 是造人的,
God not only transcends man, God created man.
人了解神是不可能的,
it is impossible for man to understand God,
因为人是低于神的,
because man is under God, below God.
为这个缘故呢,
because of this,
你完全讲给我明白我就信, 他已经冒犯了一个定律, 就是他以为他什么都能知道的。
The person who says that, you explain everything to me, and then if it makes sense to me, I believe, he has already committed a great error.
在你做这个apologetic的工作, 在你做宣教同人辩论的时候, 你要很平静, 很稳重地看这个形势发展的那个整个的这个情形是怎么样。
As you engage yourself in apologetics, you must observe and see the whole process, the whole situation that is developing.
一只狗来了,
a dog comes along.
我正在看报纸, 没有时间,
I'm reading the newspaper, and I don't have time to deal with it.
他很盼望我摸摸他。
Dog wants me to touch and pat him.
我没有时间, 我用脚摸。
I don't have time. I use my foot.
他也很满意, 因为他不能分别手脚价值高低在哪里。
He's very satisfied because he can't discern between the value of the hand and the foot.
后来我的孩子来了。
And then my son comes along.
我还是很忙, 我用脚弄他。
I'm still very busy, so I pat him with my foot.
他就打我一拳就跑了。
He beat me up and he goes.
你明白为什么呢?
You understand why?
如果你要明白为什么, 答案在圣经。
You want to understand why? The answer is in the Bible.
哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter
为什么那个孩子打我就跑掉?
Why did that child hit me and then he leaves?
为什么狗呢? 不知道他很高兴。
Why is the dog still very happy, not knowing what's going on?
第二章十一节。
Chapter 2, First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11.
一同来读, 一二三。 除了在人里头的灵, 谁知道人的事? Is it a good answer?
是不是一个很好的答案?
Is it a good answer?
是不是一个很好的答案?
我用我的脚摸狗的时候呢, 它不要紧, 因为它不是人, 不知道人的事。
When I use my foot to pat the dog, he doesn't mind because he does not know the things of man.
我的孩子是人,
my son is man.
我的太太是人,
my wife is,
我的朋友是人,
is human. My friend is man.
人里面的灵知道人的事。
The spirit that is in man knows the things concerning man.
所以他会分辨。
That's why he can discern.
你明白吗?
You understand?
人与人的地位,
relationship between man,
是在这条线里面,
is on this horizon.
虽然同样的地位有不同的层次, 我们要弄清楚。
There's the same level, although there may be different
different order. 所以呢, 我们要孝敬父母。
That's why we have to be obedient to our parents.
在地位上, 父母是人, 我们也是人, 这个是要很清楚的。
But as far as status is concerned, our parents are human, I'm human.
人可以 understand 人, 因为人有灵, 人的灵, 了解人的灵的事情。
Man can understand man because there is a spirit in man.
有一些青年人不能表达他爱某一个人，不敢，爱得要命，不敢讲, 所以用眼睛讲。
Some people, you know, they love somebody else, but they cannot express themselves, so they speak with their eyes.
那么另外一个人呢, 一看就知道这个眼睛不一样，这个一定有话在里面。
And then another person observes that, hey, these eyes are different. There must be words in these eyes.
除了人的灵, 谁知道人的事吗? 就是这样解释了。好了, 那么除了神的灵, 没有人知道神的事。
And except the spirit of God, nobody can understand God.
所以这个的 understanding, 从这个level, 跳到这个level的时候, 你发现的是一个绝对不可能的事情。
So you see that from one level to jump to another is an impossibility.
所以呢, anthropocentric theology is nothing. That's only projection of human concept concerning God within the fallen reasoning power. 这个 以人为本的神学不过是人已经堕落的理性的错误的对神的观念一个表彰，而根本不是谈到神的自己，也根本不是追求到神的自己。今天下午我提到宗教里面所找的神和那一位神是不一样的，我已经稍微提到一点了。那现在我们转过来看，神了解人，神认识人。
Man, God understands man. God knows man.
如果神没有启示自己给人，
If God does not reveal Himself to man,
就没有一个人会认识神。
No person can understand God.
如果神的灵没有帮助人的灵去了解神，
If the Spirit of God does not enable the Spirit of man to understand God,
就没有一个人知道神是谁。
No man can know who God is.
好，但这个很简单、很简单的、很简单的事情。
This is a very simple, very simple, very simple thing.
我们用一个很简单、很简单的比喻来表达。
We'll use a very, very simple.Example，
我要抓一个人来，你来好了，我一讲抓你就跳，就是你。来嘛，我们怕的要命。麦穗超，你爸爸姓什么
？Thomas Mark。What is the last name of your father？
Mark。
Mark，
那就是你爸爸吗
？Is that your father？
在哪里
？Where is he？
在家里。
At home。
你是他孩子。
You are his son?
你怎么知道
How do you know?
好了 我们现在我不能想到哎，我不要跑嘛我不能想到比这个更简单的比喻来描写很深奥的事情 How do you know you are your father's son? 我告诉你啊你信耶稣要找逻辑做人家的孩子从来不想逻辑 How do you know?
You have other people tell me
啊
人家告诉我的
Other people tell you the very weak foundation 来所以你们这些 intellectual 哎呀很糊涂啊 How do you know you are your father's son?
From the way he loved me、
so. If somebody loves you more than him he will change another father Go your foundation we also 来好了，现在我告诉你啊
，Let me tell you now，
你就发现困难在你了，不在圣经了，
you see
在你自己了。
See the difficulty is not with the Bible, it's with you。
我告诉你那些无神论的人反对基督教，困难在他，不在我们。
The atheist who opposes the Bible, the difficulty lies in him.
Bertrand Russell 是在讲他自己的困难，不是在讲神。
Bertrand Russell is writing only about his problems, not God.
台湾的陈谷应是在讲他自己的困难，不是在讲什么基督教的困难。
陈谷英 writing in Taiwan is also just writing his own difficulties.
你们听过陈谷英吗
？Have you heard of
陈谷英？陈先生打鼓，大家反应叫陈谷英。
He's a lonely drummer with an unusual beat.
他说呢，上帝呢在旧约里面杀死多少人？这样的上帝他不要信。
He says that God has killed so many people in the Bible. I don't want to believe in this kind of God.
算。
So he calculated.
我告诉你，如果他真的相信上帝是那样凶的，他算到第二个就怕轮到他了。
If he's really afraid of this kind of God who kills everybody, he should be afraid after the second one because he's afraid it's his turn coming up.
是他自己的困难，根本不成为我们的困难。
The problem is not our problem; it's his problem. You understand?
等有机会专门谈这个怎么样应付这个这样的事情。那么，再来一个。来，你怎么知道你是你爸爸的孩子？
my father told me so.
Because my father told me so. So.If five person told you, I'm your father, which one do you choose? go. No. How do you know you are your father's son?
I had to think about it for a while.
For a while, too while already.
Sorry.
好了，我们现在把这个很简单的问题拿来讨论，怎么知道我是我父亲的
Now let's take this very simple question and discuss it. How do I know I'm my father's son?
长得像他吗？
像他，有个仇敌也很像。
I look like him, an enemy looks like him too.
还有什么
？What else?
你查过吗
？Have you looked blood? Have you looked at your own blood?
可能不可能不是你父亲的，有相同的血型。
Is it possible that somebody who is not your father but has a similar blood type?
如果你查血只查到我可能是他孩子，不能说我就是他的孩子，你懂吗？那你怎么知道你父亲的孩子
？Blood type only tells you I can possibly be my father's son, but not that I am my father's son. How do you know?
你有父亲
？Do you have a father?
你怎么知道你是他的孩子
？How do you know?
从小就他，有的人生出来就送给人了，就是你，谁知道？
Combination of all evidence.
Combination of all evidence.
Now need all evidences within your experience, within your life's experience. But 当你刚刚生给人的时候，你整个 evidence 就是在你的范围里面，就不会在那个你不知道他什么时候给你把你给人。所以你父亲可能不是你父亲，刚好好写信回去问看看。
All the evidences you have is within the realm of experience.
现在我要进一个很大的问题。
Here's a great question I'm going to ask.
那位弟兄 give us the best answer, 但是我吓他一下呢，他也没有办法。
This person gave me the best answer, but I scared a little bit, so he thought he didn't know what to do.
Because my father told me.
Because my 因为我的父亲告诉我。
And 你注意听这句话。
Listen to this again.
If your father didn't tell you he is your father.Let you think with your own IQ, your own intellectual power, reasoning, logic, and your study after you got a PhD from Harvard, not a PhD from MIT, 你的这个头呢圆的肚到变成四方形，那你很聪明，就想 Can you reason out who is your father? Can you? 能不能？能不能？能不能
？Can you really?
能不能？你不可能自己想出谁是你的父亲。除非你的父亲告诉你 I am your father 对吧好所以呢在这里我们得到一个 conclusion The necessity The must of revelation
启示的必须性
你注意启示的必须性
The necessity of revelation
如果神不启示
If God does not reveal
人就没有办法认识他
Man cannot understand him
如果神不启示
If God does not reveal
人的理性不能找到神
Man's reason cannot find God for him
理性是神所造的而神不是理性所造的
Reason was created by God God is not created by reason
好我们把这一些呢这些的这个矛盾提出来以后呢
When we mention all these contradictions
我们还要提到最后的一样
Just one final one
就是主客体之间的关系
It is the relationship between the subject and the object.
当我研究自然的时候呢
When I study nature,
我是主体
I am the subject.
自然是客体
Nature is the object.
对不对
Is that right?
那当我研究我的时候
When I understand myself,
我是主体又是客体
I am the subject and the object.
所以 the mixture between subject and object 就这个 produced confusion, modern confucianism.
主体与客体训在一起就变成现代的
混乱主义我研究我
就变不如主义
我研究我
I study myself
我不明白我
I don't understand myself
不明白的我正是要被那不明白的我所研究
the me which I cannot understand is being studied by me
要研究这个我不明白的我的这个我本身就是那个我所不明白的我the one who wants to understand is one who do not understandSo the mixture between subject and object 所以我告诉你从这里我的结论是心理学不能给你真的答案除非你回到上帝面前你没有一个人可以做真正好的心理学家
That is why psychology cannot give you the answer Unless you go back to the word of God Psychology cannot help you a bit
There is no good psychiatrist or no good psychology Except he is a good Christian And no understand from the revelation of God Consuming doctrine of man
除非这个好基督徒真的明白圣经真的明白圣经的人论才可以做一个好的心理学家有好的心理学
Do you agree? 我相信他一定赞成你不一定我告诉你一个人神经病你带去十个心理医生给你是十个答案
Person who is neurotic go to psychiatrist 10 psychiatrists give you 10 answers
一定
It must be that way
因为这是相对里面
Because this is within the realm of the relative
好当我研究我的时候我是主体我是客体
When I study myself I am the subject and the object
当我研究神的时候
When I study God
我是主体
I am the subject
神变成客体
God is the object
但是神永远是一个主体不可能是一个客体
But God is the eternal subject He will never be the object
所以在这里呢不是单单高低的问题这里是主客倒位的问题
This is not only the problem between the high and the low Here is the problem of the mix up between the subject and the object
把神当作讨论的对象
You use God as the object of your discussion
把神当作研究的对象
God becomes the object of your study
这个已经错了
This is already wrong
Kierkegaard 讲一句话
Kierkegaard said this
神在这里
God is here
你不与他交往
You don't communicate with him
你去辩论他到底存在不存在这是对他一个侮辱
You debate whether he exists or not This is an insult against God
Mr. Ted Choi 在这里
蔡徐伟现在在节目中间
我们现在讨论他在不在
Let us discuss whether he is here or not.
他是男的或者是女的
Is he male or female?
他到底活着或者是死了
Is he living or dead?
他在那忍耐到不能忍了
And then he's patient, he couldn't endure anymore.
气有此理，我在这里，你还讨论我在不在？ 还有讨论我是男的，是女的？ 他气到不能够，气有此理， stop your discussion, I am here. 他就讲话了。
He endures it no more than he says that, stop it, I am here.
可惜呢，他声音太小。
But his voice is too small.
或者他声音很大，我们耳聋。
Or his voice is loud, but we are deaf.
当他说, I am here 的时候，你没有听到。
He says, I'm here. You didn't hear?
That is exactly the condition of human being concerning the knowledge of God.
这个就是人对于神的认识这个情形。你明白? You understand?
我们现在要讲神的存在，讲神与人之间的关系，讲信仰。我们谈到这里，矛盾讲完了，我们要提到这个在矛盾中间的人所能提出来的有几个大的前提。
Now we have discussed all these contradictions concerning God, its existence, God's relation with man and faith. Now we have to see there are several presuppositions here.
怎么样信神?
How do you believe in God?
第一,
First of all,
我如果明白了,
if I understand it, then I will believe.
第二,
Reason, then faith.
如果给我看见了,
if I see, I will believe. Vision, then faith. Third,
如果我亲身经验了一些什么东西,
if I sense or experience it, then I'll believe.
第四,
Four,
请你给我证明,
give me evidences, then I will believe.
我所能想出来的, 通常你人谈到的时候，他们呢从已经堕落了的理性, 从矛盾的生命中间所能产生出来的reaction, 这通常就是这四个范围。
Usually, these are the four possible responses of man as he is sinful and he has this paradox in him, as you witness to him.
知识分子说,
intellectuals say,
你讲,
tell me,
讲给我听,
tell me that I may believe.
那些呢,很现实的人说,
those who are practically minded,
他们不是理论家,
these are not theorists,
他不要听你讲, 我看来再来信,
he said, let me see, then I'll believe.
第三样,
the third,
那一些呢,比较神秘的, 可能那些比较注重生命的是在的人,
those who are more mystical or those who are more interested in that which is concrete in life.
如果我病35年的病, 突然间好了,
I have a 35-year-old sickness. If I'm healed, then I believe.
大的经验形成在我生命,
and then there's a great experience which God can work in my life, then I believe.
还有另外一些人,你证明出来,
some people say, if you can prove it with evidence, I believe.
当你遇到这四样的这个前提,
how do you resolve this problem as you come up against these four presuppositions?
你怎么解答? 你说主啊, 给他看一看吧。
He said, Lord, let him see.
Well, I'm here.
那么他就信了。
Then he believes.
那么这个给他讲清楚吧。 我告诉你啊, 这四个都不是圣经的前提。
All these four are not biblical presuppositions.
Four presuppositions are all produced from fallen reason of man.
都是堕落的人的理性所产生出来的。
这不是神的, 神的这个前提。
These are not God's presuppositions.
圣经并没有说, 你知道了你就信。
Bible doesn't tell you, after you know, then you believe.
圣经也没有说你了解的结果你会从理智的知跳到那个信仰里面去。
Bible doesn't tell you that you will leap from the knowledge of reason into faith.
保罗说我深知我所信的是谁。
But Paul says that I know whom I have believed.
所以他的信里面已经包含知识, 而知识里面不一定能包含信。
So you see that his faith has already comprehended reason, but his reason does not always include faith.
第二样,
secondly,
这个, 信心不是看见的结果。
The faith is not the result of vision.
我看见了我就信, 而圣经说你若信就必看见上帝的荣耀。
Bible tells you that if you believe, then you will see the glory of God.
所以信的本身就是一个看见, 信不是看见的结果。
So faith itself is a seeing. Faith is not the result of seeing.
在信里面的人, 人就看见了树林的价值, 同在神国度里面的事情。
In faith, man sees the value of spiritual things and things concerning the kingdom of God.
第三个呢,
Thirdly,
经验了以后我就会信。
I experience, then I will believe.
这是颠倒次序。
This is a reverse order.
因为在整个信的过程中间呢, 你正在经历一些的事情。
Because in the process of faith, you are exactly experiencing something.
第四样, 我证明了我就信。
Give me evidence, then I believe.
信的本身就是一个证据。
Faith itself is an evidence.
所以这个不能分开的。
So these cannot be separated.
那么, 圣经提到的原则是什么呢?
What is the principle the Bible gives?
由于信以至于信。
From faith unto faith.
From faith to faith. 所以你看罗马书第一章里面这一句话呢, 这个解释是好几个层次很丰富的。 我花了几年的时间思想那一切, 但我现在要把这一个圣经的前提同 犯罪堕落以后的理性所想出来的前提做一些比较。
Now, this is a very profound truth. It took me several years to understand this. Now, let us compare this biblical presupposition and compare it with these other four non-biblical ones.
其实这四个前提的本身都是错的, 因为这四个前提里面已经隐藏了这一个前提, 不过走在错误的道路里面。
Actually, these four are all wrong. These have included the right one, but they have gone the wrong way.
举一个例子,
use an example.
你讲明白了我就信.
After you can explain to me, then I believe.
他就先相信. 那些信仰的东西是理性的范围可以完全达到的，这是一个信心，是不是？
He has first believed that those things which he is about to believe it falls into the realm of those which can be proven.
Second, 他要相信人的言语有足够的能力把那伟大的信仰的东西呢讲得清楚。
Secondly, he has to assume that the words of man can explain adequately those things which he is about to believe.
第三,
thirdly,
他相信他有了这些知识的了解以后会跳到信心那里去。
Thirdly, he assumes that after he has this knowledge, he can leap into the faith.
所以当他提出这个，我知道了，我就信的时候，他这一句话本身是从信心发出来的。
Actually, when he says that after I think, then I can believe, this in itself is a statement that comes from faith.
每一个理论的本身都一定有某一种信托基础，否则你连这个理论你都讲不出来。
Every theory is built on some kind of faith, otherwise the theory itself cannot come up.
这样呢，中国人说呢，无信不立，实在是真的。 没有信就没有任何一件事可以立了。
It is very true, the Chinese saying, without faith, nothing can be established.
圣经说由于信以至于信。
Bible tells us from faith to faith.
这样说来，全世界的人已经有了某一种基本的信在他里面了。
So every person in the world has some kind of faith in him.
无论基督徒，无论非基督徒。
Whether he's a Christian or non-Christian.
我这个信呢，在罪的污染里面已经有一个错误的本质和错误的方向。
But this faith already has a wrong nature and a wrong direction because of sin.
我信神。
I believe in God.
另外一个人说，我不信神。
The person I don't believe in God.
我想这个字弄错了。一个是说我信神。
I think it's a wrong vocabulary. One says I believe God.
另外应该是说我信没有神。
The other person should say I believe there is no God.
还是信。
He's still believing.
所以呢，一个无神论的人还是一个信徒，不信呢 reverse.
So
a believer in reverse.
So the atheist is still a believer. It's just a believer in reverse.
他对他自己没有上帝的那个信仰，还是一个信仰。
It is still a conviction, a faith. That says, I don't believe there's a God.
根本没有任何一样的这个人生的观念是不以信徒出发点的。
Every philosophy of life, all belief, all start from faith.
今天下午我提到一件事情。
This afternoon I mentioned something.
你信耶稣，你信上帝。
You believe in God, you believe in Jesus Christ.
证明给我看。
Please prove to me.
你就糟糕，怎么证啊？
Oh, how can I?
我就爬，虽然头没有羊，爬得要死。
Oh, I scratch my head.
主啊，主啊
，Lord，Lord，
第二天到他那里，我要证明给他看，这个但是很难，怎么办呢？It's
very difficult.
我告诉你，你问他，你信没有上帝，请你证明。
He said, "You believe there's no God? Prove it to me."
那么你说没有上帝怎么证明呢？
He said, "How do you prove there's no God?"
我信没有上帝。
He said, "I believe there's no God."
这个人要求证了才可以信吗？
This person said that he wants the proof before he believes.
那么他信没有上帝，他也应当先证明没有上帝才来信。
He who believes there is no God, he must first approve.
所以你攻回去了。
So you counter offend.
攻回去呢？他说我要证明没有上，没有怎么证明啊？
So the person said, "Yeah, I'm going to prove that there is no God. But if there isn't, there how are you going to prove?"
没有是不能证明。
That which is not cannot be proven.
那么你说，我们如果知道没有是不能证明，怎么请他证明呢？
But if we know that that thing doesn't exist, how can we ask him to prove?
因为我们知道没有是不可以证明的，就不可以请他证明了。
Because if we know the things which does not exist cannot be proven, then we can ask him to prove it.
但是这个是个很巧妙的事情，因为对没有神也是一个信仰。
This is a very skillful, very delicate thing because for the atheist, this is a faith.
而是他们要求证明，不是我们要求证明，所以要求证明的自己需要先用证明嘛。
It is not us who required the proof, it is them who require proof. So we tell the person who requires the proof to first come up with the proof.
Do you follow me? Yeah, yeah. Do you follow me really? I believe. 我用信心接受。 I believe some of you follow me. 我还是用信心。好了，那么这个信哪里来的？ 第一个信哪里来的？
Where does the first faith come from?
这个对神的信哪里来的？
Where does this faith in God comes from?
神放在里面。
God is in it.
回到罗马书第一章。
Back to Romans 1.
关于神的事，人所能知道，已经显明在人里面。
Those things concerning God which man can know has already been manifest in man.
无神论根本是以不诚实的口气来表达，来压制他内心已经有的证，有的那个见证。
Atheists simply dishonestly suppress and deny the truth which is already in him.
为什么不能用理智信？
Why can you not believe through reason?
为什么不能用见智信?
Why can't you believe through sight?
为什么不能用经验智信?
Why can you believe through experience?
为什么不能用证明智信?
Why can you not believe by evidences?
我告诉你,
Let me tell you.
如果神可以用理性了解, 那一位神是比人的理性范围更小。
If God can be understood by reason, then God is a God which is smaller than reason.
如果神可以用人的眼睛看到的话，那位神比人的眼界更窄。
If God can be seen by human vision, then God is narrower than human vision.
如果神可以人的经验可以经历的话，完全了解他的话，那位神呢，一定是比人的经验还更小。
If God can be experienced totally by man, then God is smaller than man's experience.
照样，人如果神可以用我们所谓的证据来证明的话，那位神比证论还是更小的。
So therefore, if God can be proven by evidences, then God is smaller than the evidence themselves.
神是比这些更大更大的那一位，他是无限者，所以他是神。
God is greater than all these things. He is the infinite one. That's why he is God.
这个无限者，这个最大的这个观念已经在你里面有了。
That which is infinite, the greatest, that concept is already in you.
那个不是叫做证明，那个叫做显明。所以我从 Anselm 的 ontological argument 不同的地方是用词用显明，不用证明。
But this is not a proof. This is a manifestation.
神显明自己的时候，就把那个观念放在我们里面。
As God reveals Himself, He put this notion in us.
所以我有一些人问，请你证明上帝。我听见这个问题的时候，我很想问他，什么叫做证明？什么叫做证据？你对证的这个定义怎么讲？
When somebody asks me, you know, please prove to me God exists. I feel like asking him, what do you mean by proof? What constitutes proof?
很多人问我问题呢，我现在挖他的问题，所以他感到为什么我不答他？就是拖来拖了拖来拖去拖了很久，其实问题的本身还有很多问题要从那边去解决。
Some people say I'm stalling, I don't answer the question, I create more questions. But actually there are problems within the question, so we have to resolve those problems that are in the question.
一个人问为什么上帝不公平，
Somebody asked me, why is God so unfair?
我问怎么你知道不公平，
I ask, how do you know he's not fair?
因为有的被预定有的没有，
because some are predestined, some are not.
怎样才叫做公平？
What constitutes fair?
大家上天堂连这个犹大犹什么都进去好不好？
Everybody goes to heaven, including Judas and everybody. Is that okay then?
他自己说不大好。
He says it's not too good.
那我再问，你要怎么样才叫做上帝公平？
Let me ask you, what would you like? What would be fair then?
那么让他答。每一个人都听到机会，每一个人都得救，每一个人都信主，都有信心。
Everybody believes, everybody can hear, everyone can believe, everybody has the faith for the heaven, that's fair.
他观念，对公平的观念就表达出来了。
So here comes his notion of fairness.
那个观念的基础呢，是一个堕落掉的理性。
The foundation of this concept is the fallen reason.
所以从那边去解决。
So you have to solve the problem there first.
我想这几天里面要有抽出一天的时间专解答你们的问题。
I think we have to take one day to just answer your questions this week.
比较照你们观念中间的那比较公平，对不对？不然我一直讲你没有机会讲不公平。
It'll be more fair.
有一天专门解答你们的问题。好了，那么我的时间到了吗？到了，很疲倦了哈。我要做一点结论，今天还有很多还没有谈的。
Time's up, but so we have to put some conclusions on.
所以神呢是超理性、超眼见、超经验、超证据的。
God is a God who is above reason, above sight, above experience, and above evidence.
我们一谈超，好像什么责任都丢掉了。
As soon as we say above, it seems that we throw away all responsibility.
这一位超呢，这个超本身是一个合理的超。
But this transcendence is a reasonable transcendence.
因为神太大了。
Because God is too big.
我要把一个字的提出来，就 qualitative difference between the creator and creatures.
在那个创造者跟被创造的有一个本质的不一样。
不可能造与被造是完全相同的。
It is impossible that the creator and the created can be the same.
这个一定要很严谨的抓住。
You must grasp this truth.
你生的孩子可能比你更聪明。
The child that you bear can be smarter than you.
因为生不是造，造不是生。
Because generation is not the same as creation. Creation is not generation.
生在平等的地位里面。
Generation is on the same level.
但是造和被造有一个 qualitative difference.
But creating and being creative, there's a qualitative difference between the two.
当你提到为什么上帝造的世界不完美的时候，这一句话本来就表明了这不完美才是合理的。
If you say, how come the world that God created is unfair? This very sentence about unfair in the creation, it's not perfect.
那这个呢是本来是合理的。
This imperfection originally is reasonable.
这个黑板不知道这个世界不够完美，一只狗也不知道这个世界不够完美，不过人知道这个世界不完美。
The blackboard doesn't know the world is imperfect. The dog doesn't know. Only man knows that the world is imperfect.
刚才下午我提到一个问题，如果一个人说这个世界不够好，请问哪一个世界好？
He said, this world is not good enough. May I ask, which world is good enough?
你跑过几个世界?
How many worlds have you seen?
所以结果就要问, 为什么你会知道这个世界不够好?
So the final question is, how do you know that this world is not good enough?
你用什么尺寸，用什么观念来这个衡量这个世界不够好？
What measurements and what concepts do you use to judge that this world is not good enough?
那是你里面有一个好的观念，用那个完美的观念来衡量的时候，你才发现这个世界不如你理想的那个好，所以你才会说不够好。
Because when you use the reason that is in you, then you see that the world is not as perfect, as good as you.
而神把那个观念放在我们里面做什么？
Why does God put this concept in us?
是给我们一个追求的心智。
It is that He to generate that desire to seek after Him.
这样的人被造也是好的，但是还可以进到更好的地步。这个就是一个 procedure of going to advance the perfection 的那一个程序。
Man is really good to proceed to a better is that procedure of advancement.
神的超越
，the transcendence of God.
这位超越的神却显明在人里面。
The transcendent God reveals himself.
我们要把显明同证明做一个分开。
We have to distinguish between revealing and proving.
现在你到海沙滩去走路。
Now you're walking the beach.
走到一半的时候。
And halfway,
你看见有这样的东西。
You see these little things there.
你就说，刚才有人走过去。
You say, a little while ago somebody was over here.
我说你怎么知道？
And how do you know?
证据在这里。
Here's the evidence.
你明白吗？
Here's the proof.
我问你， is it right terminology when you use the evidence here? 是不是证据？这个印可以不可以证明有人？啊？借着脚印证明有人。那么如果不用证明，要用什么？
If you don't use evidence, what would you use?
你说这个。证明有人怎样证？把他那一把沙来研究。
You take that stand and you try to dissect it.
这个不能证明，这个是显明，你明白吗？现在明白我的意思。
This is not an evidence. This is the revelation.
显明。
This is the manifestation.
There's no way to prove God. God is even higher than all evidences. 我不要用证这个字，我用神的显 ，the manifestation of God. 神呢就把他的存在显明在人里面。
So God manifests His evidence.In the heart of man,
his existence, 不是 his evidence.
Oh, his existence.
所以人已经知道神存在。
So man already knows that God exists.
每一个人都知道神存在的。
Every man knows that God exists.
那些人说神不存在，为什么他要呱呱叫神不存在？因为他怕神存在，所以他一定要说神不存在，使他的怕减少一点。
Person who says God doesn't exist, he says so because he's afraid that God exists, and he says God doesn't exist to alleviate his fear that God exists.
如果神不存在，连提到神不存在都不可能的，不必提的，也不会提的。
Because if God doesn't exist, there's no need to say that God doesn't exist. There wouldn't be such a possibility to say that God does not exist.
所以没有一个真正诚实的无神论者 ，no one.
There is no such thing as an honest atheist.
没有
，no such one.
连一个也没有
，not even one.
我们今天谈到这个地方。
Now this is where we'll end.
低头祷告。
Let's pray.
请林弟兄祷告。
Our Father, we thank you that you has chosen to.Reveal yourself to us. And you reveal yourself to us in us, that we may know you. And Father, we pray that you will make this truth part of us, that we may understand it, and it become part of us, and that we can proclaim it with confidence as we witness and as we defend the faith. Father, we also pray that you will eliminate all types of unbiblical presuppositions from our minds,so that we might know how to show them up in other people's minds and challenge them, yet with love. Father, we pray that you will teach us how to be consistent with your view of who you are and who we are, so that we might truly communicate it with power and with love. We pray that you will give us the continued desire to know you, which is the highest purpose in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
我们大家低头。我要问你一个问题，哪一个人你个人的信仰有得到坚固，你在这聚会里面主有帮助你，你说我要感谢主，我还没有帮助别人以前，我自己的信仰有得到帮助，请你把手举起来就放下去，有哪一个人？
If you have benefited from this conference so far, your faith has already been confirmed, established, before you go and help somebody else, would you raise your hand please to indicate that?
感谢主，手放下去。
Thank you.
愿主坚固我们，帮助我们。
May God establish us and confirm us.
Amen.
Amen.